Did you guys see it? The snub, the Baker Mayfield snub of my least favorite coach in the NFL, Hugh Jackson. I enjoyed it, personally. After the game, Mayfield said, left Cleveland, goes to Cincinnati, I don't know. It's just somebody that was in our locker room asking us to play for him and then goes to a different team we play twice a year. Everybody can have their spin on it, but that's how I feel. So, I get it. He just didn't mean, I mean, you know, you could argue, well, he got fired, but he immediately goes to a rival, probably tells them the Browns' secrets, and so it felt especially good to go over there and just put up 28-0 in the first half against the Bengals. Baker had 4 touchdowns, 0 picks. Great game. I think that, do you remember when the Chargers had Drew Brees and Phil Rivers, and I think that those two had a baby, and Baker Mayfield has Drew Brees' mechanics, talent, etc., and Philip Rivers' personality, that fiery, wants to show you up personality, and I love it, and I think he is the white knight that Cleveland needed, knock on wood. Every time I've ever said this in my life, something awful has happened. So let's hope that's not the case. But the Browns now move to a record of, let's see, let me look it up real quick. Browns are 4-6-1. The Steelers are in control of the division at 7-3-1. It's not impossible we could win the division. I'm back on the, we could make the playoff. I feel like the Browns are playing very well right now, and it would be amazing if they somehow got to a 9-6-1. What would that be? 8-6-1 record? No, it's not going to happen. There's no way. But, boy can dream. Anyways, it's really more about next year. And, you know, a nice win streak to set up next year, get free agents excited about coming to Cleveland, figure out what to do with the coaching position. I think that's going to be the big question mark, is if this goes well towards the rest of the season, do you keep Freddie Kitchens at offensive coordinator and Greg Williams at head coach, or even maybe promote Freddie Kitchens to, dare I say it, head coach? I doubt that would happen, but it's possible. I think more likely they're going to try to bring in some big hotshot offensive mind like Lincoln Riley, Baker Mayfield's former college coach. But we will see what happens. I think either way would be good, honestly. I'm just glad we're rid of the cancer. And I'm glad that Baker Mayfield didn't really want to shake his hand and kept his distance about 3 feet away as they... Hugh Jackson clearly tried to do the bro hug, the kind of like, come in, I tap you on the back kind of hug. And Baker Mayfield was like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to stay 3 feet away from you. So hopefully we'll get another win next week. Please subscribe. Thanks, guys. Oh, actually, one more thing. Premature goodbye. I want to give you my picks for this week. So far, I'm 6-1. I've gone 6 of 7 with my NFL picks. On my other podcast, The Analytical Gambler, if you want to go check that out. I'm also just probably going to add my picks to this podcast, so you save you the time. But this week, long story short, I'm taking good teams playing bad teams, even with the high spreads, because I feel that these, we're at the point in the season where the bad teams have given up and these good teams are just going to destroy the bad teams. The teams that still have some sort of playoff hopes are really going to lay it on. I like the Packers minus 14 over the Cardinals. I like the Rams minus 10 over the Lions. I like the Chiefs minus 15 over the Raiders. I really like that, but I would actually take the Chiefs minus like 21 over the Raiders, honestly. I like the Seahawks minus 10 over the 49ers. So Packers, Rams, Chiefs, and Seahawks. And let's keep it rolling. I'm going to go with this 10 of 11. That's my prediction. All right. Thanks, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.